Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 20th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Thousands in Colombia join national No Kings protest against Trump. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in downtown Colombia for the No Kings protest against President Donald Trump. Despite attempts to label the protesters as anti-American, signs like "We the People Love America" pushed back against those claims. The diverse crowd included white, older suburban professionals, parents with young children, and retirees. Senator Chris Van Hollen and Representative Sarah Elfrith gave speeches denouncing Trump's policies and calling for unity. Van Hollen emphasized the importance of standing up against authoritarianism, stating, "We do not bow down to kings, no kings." The event was peaceful and aimed at defending democracy and the Constitution. State roundup. $1.75 billion in state bonds sought. Hold on health insurance for undocumented residents. Ehrlich looked into joining Trump admin. A key fiscal panel is recommending the state to borrow up to $1.75 billion for capital projects in the coming fiscal year. Maryland officials have delayed access to the state health insurance marketplace for undocumented immigrants until 2028. Federal warnings of Antifa infiltration at No Kings demonstrations in Maryland have been issued. A watchdog has raised concerns about voter registration integrity after finding an illegal voter on the rolls. Maryland consumers may face inflated electricity costs due to data center electricity demand forecasts. Maryland voters oppose Trump's policies, including National Guard use and immigration cuts. Former Governor Ehrlich expressed interest in joining the Trump administration. Celeste Iroha drops out of the Montgomery County executive race. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton indicted for storing classified information. Maryland faces a potential freeze on $184 million in energy grants. A new online system in Maryland promises faster payouts for unclaimed property claims. A former Howard County hearing examiner questions the decision to remove her contract.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.